What does it take to grow a new industry? Canopy Rivers doesn't just invest in revolutionary cannabis companies. They strengthen them by connecting those businesses to each other. By unifying people, capital, and ideas, Canopy Rivers is raising the potential for all. Visit bepartoftherise.com to find out how Canopy Rivers is building the cannabis industry of tomorrow, today. This is not an offer to sell or a recommendation to trade in any securities. Investors should review Canopy Rivers' continuous disclosure and risk factors therein, available on SEDAR.com.
I love stories about innovation, looking at things that we have been surrounded by for years and finding new ways of doing things. Damian Vince is a great example of this. He is simply a change maker, and he joins the program. Damian, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you along. I was intrigued when I found out that a Canadian duo had invented a toothpaste tablet to eliminate plastic tubes. Before we get into the skinny of exactly how this product works, what was it inspired by?
So my business partner, Mike, has a daughter, and she's highly sustainable. He keeps pushing their family to be more sustainable, you know, use less plastic, more products that you can reuse. And she came up with, or she found another product that sort of matches ours, and we looked at trying to make it more affordable and available here in Canada.
Okay, what do you guys do normally? I know you're a change maker, but before you started messing around with toothpaste, what did you do?
Right, so I'm an IT guy, so okay. I'm in technology, and my business partner was a travel agent. So this is our side job.
Okay, so I love this side job. You did a little investigation to find out exactly how wasteful these toothpaste tubes are. Give us a little idea of...
Right, yeah, so a standard common toothpaste tube is made up of up to 11 polymers, plastics, and resins. They take up to 500 years to decompose in a regular landfill. We know that the last study that was done in 2015... As humans, we add over 900 million tubes to landfills and oceans every year. And we felt like we had to do something about that. So we came up with the toothpaste tablets dry, and we're able to put that in a fully compostable pouch.
Okay, so like, talk about how your product works. It's a pouch that contains, like, they look almost like little pills.
They are like little pills, yeah. They're a tablet, so it's all dry ingredients, all natural. And we just pop one in your mouth, you chew it up, and then you brush with a wet toothbrush. Works just like toothpaste with no waste.
What is in the tablet, if you can tell us?
Sure. So all the ingredients are listed on our website. We use mostly sugar alcohol and some polishing agents. We have a foaming agent in there as well to make sure it foams up, because using just wet water powder just isn't a pleasant experience in your mouth. So we use foam as well. We have spearmint flavor and some menthol to keep you feeling fresh.
To me, this is perfect for people that are traveling or going camping or something like that. It would be light and easy to carry.
Absolutely, and you can take as many on the plane as you want, because there's no liquid at all. So for people who travel with just carry-on baggage, it's hard to use toothpaste, because you either have to get that very small toothpaste tube that is more wasteful than the bigger one. You can put as many of these tablets in a container and take them right on the plane.
How long did it take you to develop Change Toothpaste?
We started developing the toothpaste tablet in January of this year. We went through over 100 recipes, tried some very bad toothpaste, and came up with the formulation that we're using now sometime in June. And we started doing small farmers markets here locally in Edmonton in July and August. And then we just went through an ATB booster campaign with our local Alberta Treasury branch, trying to raise some funds to grow the business.
Was a laboratory somebody's kitchen?
Yeah, it was, yeah. We joked that we went from Martha Stewart to Breaking Bad.
Did you have to work with dentists and, you know, people in the dental industry to find out exactly what was going to work?
Absolutely. So when we first started, we met with a dentist, a good friend of ours, and we sat down with him. We went through the regular ingredients in conventional toothpaste, and we said, okay, what do we need and what don't we need? There are a lot of chemicals and additives in conventional toothpaste that help stabilize it and make it last longer. So we took out everything that we don't need. Plus, we're not a liquid, so we were able to remove some of those ingredients. And we sat down and said, okay, we need to clean, we need to make it taste like toothpaste, and we need it to be safe and as natural as possible.
Who's Heisenberg? Who's Pinkman?
We would say that Mike is Heisenberg and I'd be Pinkman.
All right. I just had to ask. You brought up the Breaking Bad analogy, so...
No problem.
You said you started selling your and marketing your product, your Change toothpaste, at farmers markets. Is that because people that shop at farmers markets tend to be looking for something other than, you know, what you can buy at supermarkets, and they tend to be a little more open-minded when it comes to the environment?
Absolutely. And we wanted to do a soft launch to see what sort of interest we had. We're really trying to make a business out of this, and we want to be able to bring that toothpaste to the masses. Our product is easy to ship. We're able to use Canada Post in a single pouch, you know, $2 to ship it through Canada Post at this point. So we thought we'd try farmers markets, get it into the hands of as many people as possible, see what they had for feedback, and then, you know, we improved some flavors and
what kind of flavors didn't work?
Well, we've only done spearmint, but we wanted to get the balance right. Some people like a lot, some people like a little bit, and we sort of hit that happy balance to try and meet everybody's needs. We do want to increase our amounts of flavors. In 2020, we have at least one plan to come through. We haven't divulged what flavor that will be yet, but you know, watch us on our website and our social media.
Bacon. Everybody loves bacon.
Yeah, somebody mentioned Donair once.
A Donair?
A Donair flavor.
That's quite garlicky.
Not high on our list.
I thought my bacon was freaky. Change toothpaste tablets, you also mentioned, are free from fluoride. They're gluten-free, they're dairy-free, they're nut-free, they're soy-free, they're suitable for vegans. Is there gluten in regular toothpaste that I'm unaware of?
No, there isn't, but we announce that we are. So people ask all the time.
Right. Well, they want to know what is in their product. So what was the feedback from your early test audience?
Oh, really good. We did farmers markets, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, and people love the innovation. A lot of people didn't even know that the toothpaste tube is not recyclable. When you get talking about the story that we have and explaining why we started it, a lot of people don't know that same story. And while the product is different, people are willing to give it a try because they want to be more sustainable.
How did you come up with the idea of the pill?
Well, we had found, we're not the first people to do it. We found it on the market as well. We reached out and tried to find whether we could do something here in Canada, and then we thought, why don't we try and do it ourselves?
So how long till we see this in stores, or are you going to just operate online?
Right now we're direct to consumer. We do have a couple of stores here in Edmonton that are selling it. Some other stores are reaching out with the recent press attention mm-hmm. we have. We'll get in touch with everybody that reaches out to us.
Now, you mentioned that you're a change maker. I'm imagining that the 16-year-old that, you know, had pushed you and her dad to do something about the fact that, you know, toothpaste tubes take over 500 years to break down or are unable to be recycled has some other ideas in store. What are you going to work on next?
Well, we're going to do toothpaste for the next little bit, but we do want to... I guess in our heads, we want to be able to provide more sustainable solutions for the entire bathroom. Maybe shampoo, maybe body wash. We'll see. Right now, we're focused solely on toothpaste, though.
Have you started to look at how you live your life differently since you began this project?
Oh, absolutely. We try to minimize everything that we buy. We do refills. My family is getting more sustainable as well. We try to walk where we can and not drive, and every little bit counts, right? We don't need everybody doing everything perfectly. We need everybody doing one thing differently, and that will help.
Besides the effect of the environment that this has, how much money are you saving a year now, do you think?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. We talk about that often, about trying to figure out what we're saving, and I don't know, to be honest.
Is that the oddest question that I've asked throughout this interview?
That's the honest question.
It's probably the most intrusive question I've asked you. Listen, I want to know where we can get your product.
Yeah, changetoothpaste.com is our website. You can buy them there. That's where it is.
Would we be able to order them now and get them in time for Christmas? Because to me, this is perfect for a Christmas stocking stuffer.
I can't say for sure. Canada Post cutoff is tomorrow for shipping before Christmas. We are overwhelmed with the amount of orders that we have today. We're going to be producing tablets all through the night. If we get orders today, we're certainly going to try and get them out.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sparing us a bit of time through your, beyond your time that's allotted for toothpaste making. I do appreciate it, Damien. It's a Canadian success story.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a fantastic afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers. Damien Vince, Changemaker.